This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. It's sometimes what's happening in the chat room is so interesting, and some of the best stuff is in there. Now, there's some South Carolinians who have caught me locally here on the radio, and they've come here to listen. And they bring some stuff to the chat room that I want to talk about. Because right now in my state, the General Assembly is struggling to seem pro-gun. Now, recently, a representative named Mike Pitts, who I'm working on getting on the show tomorrow, he got out there and did a thing where he was talking about registering journalists, vetting them, giving them a license, you know, all this other stuff, doing background checks on them. And, of course, everybody got up in arms. Nobody understood that this was not a serious bill. This was meant to yank their chain and to show the absurdity of going against a right, because that most certainly was going against the First Amendment. We've got some bills in front of people that are that are talking about letting teachers be armed. And I'm hearing, see, the problem with South Carolina is South Carolina does not look beyond the borders. Okay? It doesn't look beyond the borders. We've got bills about letting the teachers carry guns. We've got bills about constitutional carry. And we have bills about reciprocity with Georgia. We do not have reciprocity with Georgia, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because of the shape of South Carolina, there are three borders. One is on the Atlantic Ocean. One is with North Carolina. And most of the other one is with Georgia. Georgia, to get a concealed carry permit in Georgia, you do not have to qualify. Qualify. Now, in South Carolina, you have to qualify. And what the South Carolina General Assembly says, for the most part, is they look at that 50-round requirement to qualify. We're standing at about 7 meters from a target the size of the rear end of a Volkswagen, and you just have to get all 50 of those, you know, as many rounds as you can in the black. So you can put it wherever you want to in the black, and that's fine. That's a little bit like shooting at I'm out here on a regular basis saying, well, if you want to be lethal in a gunfight, shot placement counts. Getting out there and letting them say, well, I got this one in the black, and it's barely touching the lower left-hand corner of a silhouette the size of a cave entrance. And that's what my General Assembly, the South Carolina General Assembly, calls training. Now, understand this. That is not training. When I was in the military, I had to qualify. We had a 40-round qualification run with our M16s. We didn't just get given the guns. We didn't get our weapons issued to us. We weren't allowed to call them guns. They had to be called weapons. We were not issued the weapons. We did not take an 8-hour class, and we did not go to the range with our 40 bullets and get in our little foxholes and then go and shoot. That is not the way you teach basic rifle marksmanship. You're taking a kid off the block. I was an old man in basic training. I was 23 when I went into basic training. There was one guy that was older than I was, and he was a Vietnam vet. He had been in Vietnam in 75, and he is coming back in the service when I joined in 84. So he was the only one older than I was. And we're sitting there, and for weeks prior to qualification day, we would get in the prone position with our weapon. One of our buddies would balance a quarter on the end of the barrel, and we would pull the trigger. We would go through sports, which is the way you would clear a stoppage. Slap the magazine, pull back the charging handle, observe the chamber, release the charging handle, tap the forward assist, shoot, sports. We would work on reducing stoppages. We would work on the manual of arms. We'd work on pulling them apart and cleaning them. We would go to the range and shoot. We had many times where we would go to the range and shoot. And then finally qualification day came, and we were ready to go. We were like pit bulls ready to go finally fire to qualify. Because this was the point in my class, okay? I don't know how it is in the rest of them. They stopped calling us Joe. They called all of us Joe Private. And we stopped being Joe, and we became soldiers. We got to put camouflage covers on our helmets. We didn't have to have tape anymore on our helmet with our name. We were able to put a camouflage cover over our helmet and look like a soldier. And they let us get to this point, and we got there. And, I mean, it was like graduation day. And my platoon won basic rifle marksmanship, and that was splendid. That was splendid. Our drill sergeants took 5 minutes and stopped being completely asinine to us and actually sat back and enjoyed the fact that they taught us. So my state, as one of the things that they're saying, that the South Carolina Sheriff's Association or something is saying, we don't mind people coming here with weapons, but we think they should be qualified, saying that the Georgia people, and I don't hear of any epidemic of the people in Georgia accidentally shooting the wrong person or breaking the law with a gun. I don't hear about any of that. They're just out there saying, hey, you know what? They don't train. We make our people train. We're not training. Getting the concealed carry permit in South Carolina and going through your 50 rounds, your gun's not even hot. You're just getting started. That's the first part of a lot of things that are going to be going on, but it's certainly not training. So, you know, that's the difference between training, really training, what I went through in the military. That's really training. Going to a class where you're out there, and when you're training in a class, I've been to many pistol classes where I've shot 700 rounds that day. That day. Not 50. 700. I've shot 50 in one single run. I run out there with 4 17-round magazines, and I am having a good time. So this is the stupidity that is state politics in my state, and you know, the fact that they bring it up in the chat room, that sort of makes me realize how bad it is here. I seriously have considered many times just moving across the border to North Carolina, because then my permit would be recognized in Georgia and South Carolina. And see, the thing, though, in North Carolina is that in North Carolina, to buy a gun, you have to go get permission from the sheriff, from the LEO, before you can buy it. A little more Jim Crow still happening right here in the Southeast. So, hey, at least we got training in South Carolina, huh? Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about what happens when you blame the tool. But then, what about if you need the tool? This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. You know, I think one of the biggest scourges out there today is Facebook. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. Right now, McConnell is, and this portion of the show, by the way, is brought to you by G-Code. Let's take care of all of our business first before we go on this rant, shall we? G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Okay. Here's one rule I have. When I see somebody disseminate what quote unquote a fact, I will not get emotionally invested in that fact at first glance. Okay, there's a reason for that. Sometimes the first glance is cursory. Sometimes it's based upon it's based upon an incorrect set or of predispositions or presumptions. I would rather have no predisposition or presumption when something's laid in front of me, and then I can sit back and go, what is this? And it's not going to take me days to figure it out. I can look at it just like about anybody can and figure out what's going on. The problem comes when somebody, now right now, okay, let me give you the background to this. Right now, they're discussing an authorization of use of military force against ISIS. And McConnell, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, quite incorrectly, I think, is sort of offering a blank check to Barack Obama. Okay? In that, you know, once again, it's another way to go out there and commit a lot of resources to something without formally declaring war. Going into combat without formally declaring war with the intention of wrecking everything you come across is a bad idea. It's a very bad idea. I just got a notification. If I call this guy after the show and tell him, you know, of course, that's logistically impossible what you're discussing, he will start telling me all kinds of different things, and there's no way to win the argument, and I just simply don't have him anymore. I've been waiting for quite some time for a lot of people just to come out there and tell me, hey, man, you're sort of like a sellout, aren't you? No, I'm just not jumping up and down. I'm standing behind all of you watching and observing. There's U.S. Judo in the chat room. He hadn't been there in a long time. What has come across on Facebook is somebody sent me, and he made sure to mention my name so he would make sure I saw it. He's taking this authorization of use of military force, and he's calling this a green light for a declaration of martial law. And I'm going to tell, you know, I don't mind telling any of you this. And I'm not going to get angry because the majority of people that talk about this, I can't convince them of otherwise. When you get out there and you're talking about they coming to get your guns, who are you talking about? When you're out there and you're talking about martial law, who are you talking about? If this shoe fits, I want you to think about this. When you get out there and you think, well, they could invite the UN. Where are the UN? Okay, the UN is in the United States for a reason, because they couldn't exist anywhere else. We're NATO. All right? Whenever you talk about military that is not coming from a terrorist viewpoint, most of the time that's going to be us. Pre-Obama, anyway. That's just a fact. But when you think somebody's going to do this or that, when who is they? Who, in what scenario can anybody point out to me where martial law would work, where, and let's say the entire military goes in on this, conventionally, okay, they're not going to nuke the country. They're not going to do anything to destroy the infrastructure because they need the infrastructure intact. If they were to, here internally, they were to try to take the country, they want the infrastructure intact. And it's already so fragile right now, there is no way they can upset it too very much. So it's going to be a conventional thing. And a lot of it's going to be based on the fact that, hey, you have to, you need to volunteer to give up. Please, would you? Because they don't have enough people. Afghanistan is about the size of Texas. And when we were getting ready to go into Afghanistan, we were looking at facing 35,000 hardcore Taliban, most of which had never lived indoors, had never seen a toilet, couldn't read. Some of them couldn't chew. They didn't have their teeth. And yet, in 10 years, in a decade plus, we were unable to lock that country down. Guerrilla war ruled. In the beginning, we were doing fine. But, I mean, at the end of the day, the guerrilla is going to have the advantage because they're not fighting with any sort of rules. There's not enough of them to kick in every door. There's not enough of them to take on every town. And that's if all of them decide to play. Most of them are not going to do that. I'm a military veteran. I can tell you right now, without talking to any of these people that are in the military today, who are probably half my age, I'll bet you that if I were to go and ask them if they're going to follow any unlawful orders, which is one of the general orders is that you will follow lawful orders, they would tell you no. They would tell you no. A lot of officers, there's plenty of them out there that would say, you know, orders are orders. Yeah. But they would be in the minority. They would be in the minority. Most of them, as a matter of fact, if it was pushed too much, they might join us. They might empty all of their stuff out and bring it with them and say, who here is a military veteran? It might be me, Big Polly, Heath, you know, I'm a military veteran. When were you in? I don't know. How old are you? So-and-so. Well, it's before you were born, son. We'll take one of these anyway. It would not be. So, what makes me maddest about this is how people get so worked up about this that they will ignore so many things. Here in South Carolina, for example, and across the country, after the Charleston shooting, it all became about the Confederate flag. And in the middle of all of this, Obama got TPP. He got that approved. It sailed through. Nobody even noticed that. He got his own little trade thing that he wanted to do. Beware the distraction. There's enough real problems out there. Don't fall for the distraction. We will be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Tool issue. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed, they've got this holster coming out now. It will work with a gun with a light. And it's based off of their OSH. I think they call it the OSL or something like that. I am going to be looking for one of those myself. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now, there is a problem from time to time. When you get out there and you badmouth and you don't like a tool, if the tool is the problem for you, if you're out there saying, I hate the tool, I'll never use the tool. See, a gun is a tool. A gun is a tool to mitigate an issue coming up where somebody's trying to hurt you. Okay? That's all it is. It's there to mitigate. It's there to defend you, if you will. Now, coming out of, where is this coming out of? Where is it coming out of? It's coming out of New York. Somebody out there blamed the tool for the willful actions of people. They needed the tool to mitigate the actions of other people. Didn't have the tool, so they were out of luck. And sometimes you might not live to realize the folly of your mindset. Now, Andrea Kohler is lucky in that she survived her ordeal, but she probably isn't going to learn any lessons from it, even though she and her daughter survived the experience, only because the criminals allowed it to happen. Coming out of New York, an out-of-town teacher who publicly railed against gun violence was shot in the shoulder by a masked gunman as she tried to save her 20-year-old daughter from a pistol whipping outside a hotel near JFK Airport, according to police sources. Brave mom Andrea Kohler of Baltimore, 53, was improving at Jamaica Hospital in Queens on Friday and expected to survive. She had driven her daughter, a Lehigh University student, into the parking lot of the Hampton Inn in South Ozone Park and then got out and walked into the lobby around 8:30 p.m. Her daughter, Meredith Stifter, was sitting in the passenger seat of the car outside the hotel when a man with a ski mask suddenly jumped in the driver's side and shouted, "Give me all your money!" The assailant, of course, was captured on surveillance video exiting the passenger seat of a white Jetta with yellow New York plates that was parked right behind the victim's vehicle, according to sources. The goon beat the defenseless young woman, pistol whipping her in the face before removing four rings she was wearing. That's when Kohler came running from the hotel to stop the thief from pummeling her daughter, who was in town to catch a flight to Cape Town for a semester abroad in South Africa. Kohler was recuperating at Jamaica, and the doctors were waiting for her to regain consciousness to question her. The suspect took her pocketbook and her cell phone, which was later found discarded on the Van Wyck Expressway before fleeing in the white Jetta, which was driven by another man. Surveillance video captures the suspect's Jetta following the victim's Hyundai for the attack. Police are looking for whether the incident is part of a pattern in the area. Like many people who want to wish violent crime away, Ms. Kohler lived in condition white, and then her motherly instincts kicked in, and quite bravely, she ran into hell. She was oblivious to the fact that she was being closely followed by another vehicle. She didn't even have the least amount of situational awareness. She could have driven around the block to check that tail, and if they noticed that she was noticing them, they would have probably spooked and gone somewhere else, because who's to stop her from driving to the cop station? When she got to the hotel, she didn't check to see if that Jetta pulled up behind her. When she went into the hotel, she could have had her daughter go with her. That's another way to avoid the confrontation. Living in her own little world, oblivious to the threat stalking her, she left her daughter for the wolves, and then the attack happened. Her daughter was isolated, she was boxed in, and she was mauled. She did what any parent would do, Ms. Kohler did. She charged in to save her offspring. Unfortunately, she charged in without anything to fight with. It didn't go well because she didn't have the education, she didn't have the plans, or the tool to make a difference. She just went in and became another target, and that's all there is to it. She'd had a handgun and decent training, which would have been interesting in New York City. She could have easily greased the dirtbag pistol-whipping her daughter as he was focused on brutalizing the young woman, and either driven off or put down the accomplice driving the vehicle as well. She probably would have faced charges having an illegal gun in a city that doesn't respect the basic human right of self-defense. That's probably true. But the mere fact that she survived and her daughter survived is dumb luck. Dumb luck. And I have survived a life or death situation due to dumb luck, my heart attack. The fact that I'm sitting here right now is due to dumb luck. It's not due to the fact that I was prepared for it. It's not due to the fact that, you know, the doctors did everything they could. But, I mean, there were some things that were happening that was beyond their capability of bringing me back. And the fact that I survived it is dumb luck. And believe me, there's nothing like sitting around and taking stock of that. Now, in the case of the heart attack kind of thing, I have decided to take dumb luck out of the equation. So I'm trying to eat better. I'm trying to exercise better. I'm trying to live better. Okay? Don't smoke anymore, that kind of thing. As far as self-defense is concerned, you know, you can get trained, you can get armed, and you can refuse to be a victim, and that's about the best you can hope for. And it's legal in this country. It is legal in this country. You live in the greatest country in the world, where in most of it you can go get a GAT if you want to. If you want to be a thug about it, go get you a GAT, get you some training, and learn how to take care of things. You do not have to be. Ms. Kohler and her daughter, Ms. Stifter, are lucky to be beat up and alive to talk about it. They're lucky that that's all they got. Ms. Kohler got shot. She got shot in the shoulder. And that can lead to all kinds of things. You know, there's all kinds of blood vessels in the shoulder and in the clavicle and everything else. Some of that can block blood going to your brain. One of the most interesting movies I've ever seen was regarding Henry, because with regarding Henry, what happened was they actually did something fairly factual, accurate, if you would. Harrison Ford's character gets shot in the head and gets shot in the shoulder, but it's the shoulder shot that keeps the blood from going through his brain that causes more injury than the head shot. He was shot in the perfect place to be shot in the head. Shoulder shot was what caused the damage because it was the blood flow thing. Being shot and being okay is dumb luck. It's not like it is in the movies. And those that you're not getting up and saying, "Ah, it's only a flesh wound. Give me I need a cigarette with no filter and a belt of scotch, and I am good to go." No, you're not going to be doing that. You're going to be too busy vomiting and going into shock. That's what you'll be doing. Yeah. We will be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I said it like I knew it, didn't I? This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right, let's talk constitutional carry, shall we? More to the point, let's talk open carry. All right. Lots and lots of states, 44 or 45 states, have open carry, some sort of provision for open carry. In Virginia, as an example, where they are no longer, and they're trying, I guess, to work on this, but, you know, they did away with reciprocity the other day for 25 states. Still legal to walk into the state and open carry without a permit. Open carry. Now, this is where we're going to go into the "it should be this way" thing. This is the subtext here is it should be this way. It should be this way for you to open carry and not have to worry about being hassled by the cops. But that's utopia, and I don't live in utopia. So that's gonna happen. You're gonna be hassled sometimes. This is me basically making my case as to concealed carry. Now, I want to have open carry in South Carolina. I want us to have every means to carry a gun available to us here in South Carolina. Right now, we only have one, and that's to get state permission. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So, here's the thing that you have to understand about open carry. Open carry with it brings a whole bunch of liabilities to you that have nothing to do with how good you are at shooting and how good you are at retaining your weapon, which are the only two reasons to be concerned about pulling a gun. How well can you retain it? How well can you shoot it? Open carry adds to that, okay? A lot of people out there have got a chip on their shoulder. If open carry is the law of the land, and a police officer's walking up on them, and hey, if somebody calls the cops on you, they have to walk up on you. They cannot take a complaint and then they've got to go at least have a cursory examination of you. If you're sitting there and you're changing your granddaughter's diaper and you've got your gun on your hip, they're probably going to roll up on you and say, hey, I got to make it look like I'm talking to you, okay? And then they'll sit there, and when you're done, you move on. Because it's obvious that you're just following the law. You've got your gun on your hip like you can have your phone. Some cops are like that. However, you have to have things like discretion on your side. You need to be discreet. No, Bill, you don't, because the Second Amendment doesn't say anything. Okay, the Second Amendment says the government cannot infringe upon your right to keep and bear arms. That's all it says. It doesn't say anything about how you can carry it or where you can carry it. It says you have a right to keep and bear. Bearing is the part of carrying, okay? And because we have the 10th Amendment, that means that there's certain things that go along with that where the states may decide they're going to regulate certain things. I do not think that the state should be able to regulate it completely away, like New Jersey, Maryland, New York. That's all beside the point. The people that elect those politicians in those states bear the responsibility of what they got. California, they bear the responsibility for what they got. So put that aside for just a minute. I'm just talking to you in bare, stark, naked facts. If you're going to carry in the open, you need to be prepared to be very discreet and very polite. If the police roll up on you, tell them what they want. This is not me rolling over. This is me being a realist. This is me being a realist. I'll sit here all day and tell you the cops cannot take over the town. They can, however, make your life a living hell. You may have to bring a federal case to do it, to get justice out of it. You may own the cops after that. Okay? And that's what you're going to have to do. This is what it's going to be to carry in public a firearm or other weapon in plain sight. Carrying does not include brandishing or the act of waving a weapon to intimidate. Open does not include a concealed firearm that is printing on the clothing covering it, although I think that should not be a disqualifier for concealed carry because it happens. Open carry on your private property may come under different laws depending on your state. So, does your Second Amendment protect your right, allow you to constitutionally carry, guarantee you the right to bear arms, or in some other way protect your right to carry a gun? Yes and no. Some people would even go, maybe. I'm not willing to throw it to the Supreme Court to make that decision, but a lot of people would be. My first blush would be, yes, it protects that from the government. Because this is what we're talking about. We're not talking about protecting it from anything else but the government to regulate it, as far as codifying and putting rules out there. There are a lot of, there's a lot of courts that are not, very reluctant to draw lines, and then there's a lot of them that just can't wait to make it up as they go. And I'm just not confident enough to throw it to them. You have to have a lot of disclaimers involved in this, and there's a lot of you right now deciding that you're not going to listen to me anymore. So let me tell you the converse to it. Most places where you can open carry, you can conceal carry. When I conceal carry, I don't have to worry about upsetting anybody. The only thing I have to do is not cause any trouble, not get into a fight or something else, and nobody has to worry about me. I can be as blunt as I want to be. I can have a chip on my shoulder if I want to have a chip on my shoulder. Most places where they have open carry, it is not a big deal. It is not a big deal where they have it already. Some places, like here in my state, it would be a gigantic deal. It would be a gigantic deal. But at the end of the day, I just assume nobody know I've got anything. But rest assured, if you see me out, at the very least, I've got a handgun and nearly 40 rounds of ammunition on me, at the very least. So I go loaded for bear, and nobody can tell that. And it's not because I don't, I couldn't care less about making people nervous or something else like that. I just don't want the hassle. I don't want to be bothered. I guess some people might call this the gray man thing. I don't call it the gray man thing. I call it being the modern pacifist. I'm walking around, and if I am needed to do something worse than what I'm doing, I'm there. No problem. But, you know, I'm not ready to put myself out there to some preconceived notion of some politician or some hoplophobe out there that just can't stand the sight of a gun unless I've got a badge on my shirt. Just not going to put up with it. Just not going to put up with it. I prefer to be Kwai Chang Kang. If it comes down to it, I will, you know, I will walk away. Or I may twist your wrist and pop your shoulder out and throw you against a wall, and then I'm going to get rough. It just depends what kind of a mood I'm in, which nobody gets to discover until I reveal it. And that's the beauty of concealed carry. For those of you that open carry, I did not mean to offend you. I'm not trying to imply that open carriers have to be this or that. Most of you probably live in a state where it's just, you know, the same thing as having tires on your car. And for that, I applaud you and the people of your state. I don't. I live in the anomaly. I live in the anomaly. We're going to roll this over. We're going to come out on the other side. When we get back, we're going to finish this out. We're going to lead off with what doctors should do and what they have no business doing. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.